Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander on the mound for the Astros against Bryce Wilson for the Brewers. Game two of a three-game set in Houston. Brewers trying to make sure that they can set up a rubber match on Sunday. Both teams started off pretty slow, but then in the bottom of the third inning, thanks to a wild pitch from Bryce Wilson that moved a runner to second base, Mauricio Dubon lined a single up the middle to open the scoring. That made it 1-0. The Brewers offense would not get to respond again until the top of the fifth inning, and this is where the fireworks really started to pop. A leadoff single by Joey Ortiz, a walk by Sal Frelick. Jackson Churio battled for seven pitches, and he earned a walk. It loaded the bases, nobody out. Bottom of the order, a slumping Blake Perkins, but man, he really needed this moment.
Fly ball, left field. This should be deep enough. Dubon coming in to make the catch. Tagging from third, headed down the line. And in there safely is Joey Ortiz as the throw from Dubon a little bit late. And the Brewers have tied the game at one on a sac fly off the bat of Blake Perkins.
That was huge because he had come in just three for his last 41 at the plate. He also had a knock earlier in the game as well. But the Brewers, they've only tied it now. They still need to try to get the knockout blow on Justin Verlander. With two outs, William Contreras was at the plate. Verlander had already thrown 29 pitches in the inning. Runners were on second and third, two outs, and William fought and fought and fought and fought. Seven consecutive foul balls, and finally, the 13th pitch of the at-bat, the moment of the year.
Out of the windup, here it comes. And a high fly ball left center field. This ball is going to be back there and gone! Contreras hits it out to one of the deepest parts of the park. What a battle! Contreras wins it. It's a three-run shot. 428 feet. You won't see a better at-bat all year. And the Brewers lead it 4-1, and that's going to be it for Verlander.
It was the sixth home run in Brewers pitch tracking era history. That goes to 1988, that a player has a home run 13 pitches in to a plate appearance. So that made it 4-1 Brewers. In the bottom half of that inning, though, Bryce Wilson would allow a solo homer to Jake Myers, and a decision was faced with Pat Murphy. Do you let Bryce Wilson face Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez a third time? He quickly decided no, went to Hobie Milner, and the bullpen was fantastic today. Milner, an inning in the third, one hit, one strikeout, no runs. Elvis Peguero, he had the seventh, one perfect inning with a strikeout. In the eighth, Brian Hudson, he had to sweat a little bit, allowing runners to second and third, but he got Bregman to fly out and Pena to ground out to leave that inning without a run. And then finally in the ninth, Trevor McGill struck out John Singleton, struck out Yainer Diaz. Myers blooped a single into center, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and then it was old friend Victor Caratini as the last stand.
The 1-2 pitch, and he got him looking. A fastball at 100 right down the middle, and the Brewers have evened up this series in Houston with a 4-2 victory here tonight at Minute Maid Park.
Lane Grindle's show here tonight here on the highlights, but the Brewers win, and they'll go for Colin Ray getting the series victory tomorrow. We'll preview that, look around the league coming up next as we wrap up the program after this on 620 WTMJ.